You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. I'm all about beans and legumes and stuff at the moment, just learning about how incredibly nutritious these things are and how easily accessible and how cheap it is to get them. So today we're going to look at black beans, and there's a very specific reason why we're looking at black beans, which I'll get to towards the end. So stay with me for an amazing recipe that I'm so, so happy with. So today we are looking at black beans, which are famously versatile and very, very widely used all around the world. My thoughts kind of go to sort of Mexican cooking. There's a lot of black beans in that, but all over the world, people use black beans in all sorts of different ways. And today we're going to look at why you want to include some black beans for your body. Black beans are really supreme legumes. They are rich in flavour. I love the flavour of black beans. They are super versatile in the kitchen and they have an impressive nutrient profile. It's no wonder that they have become a staple all around the world. Their health benefits are plenty and super impressive. So we're going to look at some of the ways that black beans can contribute to your well-being today. Black beans are nutrient dense. They provide a high amount of nutrients relative to their calorie content. They are an excellent source of plant-based protein, and you might think of beans when you think of, you know, vegan diets and stuff, and this is the reason. They are an ideal choice for vegetarians and vegans looking to meet their protein needs, but also for anyone who's trying to cut down on meat in their diet without necessarily being strictly vegetarian or vegan. Black beans are also rich in fiber, which is fantastic. It promotes digestive health, great for your gut. It regulates your blood sugar levels and it helps you feel full and satisfied after a meal. One of the standout health benefits of black beans is their ability to promote heart health. They contain several heart-friendly nutrients, including potassium, magnesium, and folate, all of which I think we have touched on before. But just quickly, potassium helps regulate your blood pressure. Magnesium plays a role in maintaining a steady heartbeat. It also helps your mood. And folate will help lower the levels of homocysteine, which is an amino acid associated with an increased risk of heart disease when present in high concentrations. If you are concerned about your blood sugar levels, incorporating black beans into your diet can be a very wise choice. The high fiber content in black beans will slow down the absorption of sugar in the bloodstream, preventing spikes in the blood glucose levels after meals. And this can be particularly beneficial for people with diabetes or those at risk of developing diabetes. So this is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to bring into your diet. If you're looking to get rid of a few pounds, now I've said before, I'm not a weight loss or diet podcast at all, but some people are looking to lose some weight or maintain a healthy weight, and black beans can be super valuable in that journey. The combination of protein and fiber that we've spoken about just now will help increase the feeling of fullness, which keeps hunger at bay, and it reduces the likelihood of overeating or snacking unnecessarily. Black beans are packed with antioxidants, compounds that help neutralize harmful free radicals in the body. Free radicals, just as a refresher, are unstable molecules that can damage your cells and contribute to chronic diseases such as cancer or heart disease. And the antioxidants found in black beans, including flavonoids and polyphenols, they help protect against oxidative stress and inflammation, promoting overall health and longevity. So with all these amazing benefits, it's great that black beans are so versatile and they can be enjoyed in just an insane amount of different dishes, from soups and stews to salads, in dips. The possibilities really are endless. You can add black beans to a chili recipe. You can mix them in a quinoa salad, or you can blend them into a black bean dip, which is a lovely, nutritious snack. And before any of that, and this is what I wanted to get to, before you try any of that, try them in my brownies, which is the recipe of the week, black bean brownies. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about my black bean brownies after the break. I was waiting in line at my local dry food store. I love using this place. They have an insane amount of dry products like nuts, beans, grains, you name it. You bring in your empty jars and you just pay for the weight. And I heard a customer talk to the shop assistant, and the customer was wearing an apron from a local cafe. I believe she was the owner of that cafe. And all I heard, or certainly all I took note of before my wheel started seriously spinning, was, well, I use black beans for my brownies, so I'll get a good amount of that. I was like, wait, black bean brownies. Now, look, I'm a seriously experienced recipe Googler. Not that I've tried all of the recipes that I Google, but I Google and I dream and I imagine and I plan. And I've seen lots of uses for beans for brownies and blondies like this. So do remind me, by the way, to try and test a chickpea blondie recipe. That's my next project. But I guess there was something about hearing that someone in real life running a successful cafe actually uses beans for their brownies as a go-to recipe that felt different than a just-because-you-can type of recipe. And as we have discussed before, a cafe or a restaurant needs to make your food instantly delicious. Otherwise, running a business is very hard. At home, of course, you can focus more on health and nutrition. But I guess some places set themselves a higher standard and try to do both delicious and nutritious food. So I thought, maybe I can do that too. I'm always on the lookout for the perfect brownie recipe, and honestly, I must say I think this might be the one. The black beans offer nothing other than the perfect gooiness. There's no weird taste at all. It actually works really, really well. So I scour the internet for black bean brownie recipes, of which there are many, so you can try different ones if you like. The favourite that I found and used as a jumping off point was a recipe from a brilliant website called Joy Food Sunshine by a woman called Laura. So thank you, Laura. And by the way, please tell me your secret to looking as put together as you do with six children when I look like a scarecrow most days with just the one. I've made some adjustments that fit my kitchen and what I had available. Plus, I added my own ingredient, which is a bit of ground coffee. And a note on that, it's obviously not mandatory with the coffee, but, you know, if you don't love coffee. But for me, that really was the cherry on top, and it combines so well with the oil or the butter, depending on which one you use, and the cocoa, so I highly recommend it. You can just use some dry ground coffee, or for ease, you can just scoop some out of the used filter from your last pot of coffee. And since I was in a dry food shop when getting the idea for this, I should say that you can, of course, use dry black beans too, even though the recipe you will see on the website, I've put canned beans for ease, because otherwise you need to soak them, ideally overnight, to ensure that they're soft enough. Anyway, if you want to try my black bean brownies, do go on my website, thefromscratchbody.com/black bean brownies. And give it a go, and do let me know how you got on. I'd love to see a photo. These are just so wonderful. I'm super happy with the result. Thank you for listening, and let me know how you use black beans in your kitchen. I will be here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.